So self-conscious, awareness just a catalyst. I'm scared, I close my eyes and picture this. Summer corn and a tea tree toothpick. A new song that makes you wanna make music. Okay, welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm Mo. Welcome back from spring break, everybody. I hope you all had an amazing time. I know I did. The music that I'm playing this week is inspired by spring break, and more specifically, the road trip I took to Colorado. I've never been there before, and I don't know, it was not overhyped. I really enjoyed it. The food was amazing, views were incredible. I did almost die like 3 times, but you know what? It happens. What else can I say? The first song, I'm just gonna jump right in. The first song that I have sort of encapsulates the feeling of spring break to me. And I listened to this whole album on my drive home from Colorado. Of course it's Angel Olsen because I'm obsessed and I have an addiction, but she's really good, so what can I say? Okay, this is Big Time by Angel Olsen.
time.
Nothing in it for me, except my heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never find. Stop. told me this is just how it is. I can't hold on anymore. I think I'm losing my grip.
Okay, that was Sedona by Sir Chloe. I cannot tell you what it is, but that song has just wormed its way into my head over the past week, and I cannot stop singing it, like, under my breath. I'm sure it's been very annoying for anyone who's been around me, so my bad. I think it's because I listened to it while I was driving a few times, but yeah. I need to, like, not ramble as much tonight because I got a little bit of a late start, but anyway. Speaking of driving, though, on my way home from Colorado, we drove through Nebraska, and I freaked out because there were no cars or towns, and I didn't have service, and there was just kind of this vast expanse of, like, rolling plains, and I was convinced something horrible was going to happen, and no one would be there to help. So to calm me down, in the car we played Preacher's Daughter, the album by Ethel Cain, that, like, a central focus of it is Nebraska. And it did work, so I'm gonna honor that right now. This is A House in Nebraska by Ethel Cain.
Dirt roads are empty. beach lights setting in the window sill, waiting for the day they escape. They talk all about their money. Thank you. talking, it's all I know, and it's all I want now.
Okay, that was Sun Bleached Flies by Ethel Kane. Something I neglected to mention earlier was that Hayden, aka Ethel Kane, will be performing in my home state on my birthday, and yes, I will be attending. Happy birthday to me. Okay, so moving swiftly out of Ethel territory and into more upbeat things, this song has been rattling around in my brain since winter break, but it is the perfect spring song, and I cannot even count how many times I listened to it in this past week. It's really good. I'm so excited to listen to it in my car with the windows down once the weather is a little bit nicer and I also am reunited with my car. But okay, this is Real Real. I think that's how you say it. That's how I'm choosing to say it. By the not the Sleigh Bells, it's a different thing. By Sleigh Bells.
And we can never know. We're just the weatherman. You make the wind blow. keep thinking about every straight face. Yes, wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six such straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it, fun.
Okay, that was "You're Not the Only One I Know" by the Sundays. That one line, "You'll find me in the lavatory." Okay, I killed that. You can be honest. Anyway, it has been stuck in my head for like 2 weeks, and I fear it will only get worse. I don't know. It's just a catchy song. What else is there to say? I love it. Who wouldn't? I actually like over budgeted on time because I was scared, because I thought, oh, I'm going to run out of time. And I really am excited to play this last song for you guys. So I was like, I'd rather have too little time or what? I'd rather have too much time left than too little time left to play this. However, I way over course corrected, and now I have like so much time to kill. So I'll just talk to you guys for a second. You're welcome. But basically, what's something I could talk about? Oh, the 3 times I almost died over spring break, because that's really funny. So as I've mentioned, I went to Colorado, and I also mentioned driving. So if you're listening attentively, maybe you surmised that I road tripped, and you would be correct. Now, my car was not the car that we took, because my little brother needs it to go to high school every day. So yeah. Basically, on the way there, you know how sometimes the check oil light goes on and you're like, yeah, I should probably check the oil. But you never do, because it's like a myth. Like, the light goes on and then you have like a month and a half. At least that's how it is in my car. So that light kept going on and we were like, okay. Or like the notice, not the light. Like, we kept getting like the notice. And then her car's light went on. And she was like, okay, we should probably check. Turns out there was 0 oil left in the car. And so that was so cute and fun. We're like an hour and a half away from our destination. It's 5 in the morning. We have to buy gas station oil to fill up the car, to like limp to the nearest Jiffy Lube. But didn't die. And then we went hiking. We hiked the Flatiron. Super cool. We were in Colorado. And we were not dressed appropriately. Like, we should have. We were both wearing like running shoes, and I was wearing capris. They were wearing leggings, and we both kind of were just not dressed appropriately. But it's fine, because we survived. However, the whole time we were up there, we kept slipping and sliding on the snow and ice, because, in case you forgot, when you're up high, it is still snowy, even if it's like 60 degree weather outside. Fun fact. But again, survived, even though there were a couple tricky moments where, I don't know, there was a slip and then there was an edge of a cliff and there was some quick maneuvering, but well, it's in the past now, and that's that. And then third time was actually car again. So we've got 2 car, 1 hike. Fun stats for you. And once again, I was driving, but I think only bad things only seem to happen when I'm the one driving. But basically, we're driving home, blah, 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 blah. I start driving through the night. Like, we just split the drive directly in half, like 8.5, 8.5, whatever. So then I start driving, and it's like hailing the whole time I'm driving. Whatever, that's not the bad part. I can deal with a little hail. But then we hit the Wisconsin border. I live in Wisconsin, fun fact. And I knew it was going to snow. Like, I'd been talking to my mom about it. I knew it was going to snow. However, what I did not account for was the fact that we'd be on highways that are not very commonly traversed at that hour of night. And that it would be, you know, impossible to see the lines on the road. So it's snowing. I can't see the lines. Her car doesn't have 4-wheel drive. So we were doing 2-wheel drive. I was driving. It's not my car. I'm like I'm so tense. My back is like spasming. They're trying to calm me down. It's just a whole thing. But despite a couple of minor spins and course correcting done on my part, I literally felt like I was fighting the wheel. Whatever. I survived. I made it home. So isn't that amazing? I think so. And it really goes to show that you can handle whatever life throws at you, whether that be a car or a mountain. Two very large objects, I would say, in my opinion. But yeah, I don't know. It was a really fun spring break. I'm really sad to be back, to be honest. Summer cannot come soon enough. I cannot wait to just be like outside. I don't know. I'm gonna try to read books over the summer, bike, like ride my little bike, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic for it. Anyway. Oh, okay. It's now that time of night for a quick PSA. This one I picked randomly because I don't know. Oh, it's ironic. Sorry, not ironic. One person listening will be like, LOL, and everyone else will not think it's funny. Anyway, under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems other than cigarettes. Put out that myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please, quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov. If you're the person that I'm talking about, I promise that was not targeted. It was simply coincidental. Okay, so the final song I have for you tonight is actually from a super cool small artist who just so happens to be the partner of one of my most favorite people ever. So shout out to both Isabel and Max if you guys happen to be listening. But this song is from Max's new EP, Wisteria. And you should go listen ASAP because it's fire and support small artists. And yeah, okay, here is Evergreen. Oh, have a great rest of your evening. I'm Mo. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday. And this is Evergreen by Maxine.